This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is nice to have you with us right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And so today we're going to become educated about how does that product that we buy on the shelves, CBD, the cannabinoid, how is it made? How do we know what we're getting is really what we're getting? How are the practices? Are they universal? Is there a standard? Are we just getting helter-skelter? Well, joining us today is a businessman who is also the chief operating officer of Vantage Hemp Company. They are located in Colorado, and Deepak Ukade is with us today, and he's the chief operating officer for Vantage Hemp. Deepak, welcome to the program. I have so many questions for you because we are not understanding all of the stages that hemp goes through before it becomes in our shelves. So explain to us all the process and what has to happen.
Well, first, thank you very much for having me. Pleasure to be here talking with you on this topic. There are a lot of steps involved in the manufacture of that product that goes on the shelf. If you look at the entire seed to shelf. I mean, it starts with the seed, starts with our farmers who take the seed, grow it up, harvest the plants in the fall, dry it, and then provide that dried biomass to us. We have a network of farmers that grow hemp for us, and it's all classified as industrial hemp, but because, it all has less than 0.3% THC, so it's not considered, marijuana or cannabis. But not all hemp is created equal. But if you look at, the hemp that's grown for fiber, that has very low cannabinoid content, and we can't actually extract that because it's just not economical. There's so little CBD and cannabinoids in it. So we're looking for very specific strains of hemp that have high CBD content. Once that biomass is delivered to us, it undergoes a number of steps. The first part of the process is getting to extracting out the CBD and cannabinoids. So we have an initial crude extraction step, and there's a number of ways to do that. What we use is supercritical CO2 and liquid propane as our extraction mediums. We get to a crude extract at that point, and then it goes through successive steps of purification. The first step is winterization, where we remove the fats, lipids, and waxes. Then it goes through distillation, where we remove some impurities, such as terpenes, any organic solvents left from the previous steps, and other contaminants to form what's known as distillate. That distillate then goes on to crystallization. And crystallization is you're taking your material, you're dissolving in a solvent, and then you're crystallizing out of that solvent. And it produces the purest form of CBD. It's 99.5% or better in terms of purity. So all those steps are needed to get to your final, CBD product that then is formulated into the products you see on the shelf. So that's you have this multi-step purification process, and then we have formulation where that product that
so Deepak, let me ask you, is that because you do a pharmaceutical grade CBD? Is that why? Because you go through all of this, or is this something that goes that every CBD company should be going through?
Right. So this is something that every CBD company goes through. what differentiates us from other companies is the control and quality that we build into every step, because we're a pharmaceutical grade manufacturer, not a food grade or uncertified manufacturer.
So tell us what that means, though. What does that mean?
So what that means is that we have a proper quality management system, a quality department that oversees every step of the process. We have established manufacturing procedures. It's not just, you know, you take biomass, you put it in the machine, you take it out, and then you take it through the steps. Each part of our process is controlled through batch records, and then those batch records define every step that is used to manufacture the product within that you know, purification step. And if any part of that process is deviated from, that results in an investigation. That investigation examines, okay, you deviated, this is what you deviated from, and this is the most important part of that, here's the quality impact. This is how it's going to impact either the quality or the safety of the material that you produce.
If I'm taking CBD that's pharmaceutical grade, it's very different than a CBD product that is not have the standards that you must go and adhere to.
Absolutely. What that pharmaceuticals GMP or CGMP standard provides is standardized quality. You have to be compliant with, you know, FDA or any global CGMP, and when I say CGMP, that's pharmaceutical CGMP, because there are also food CGMPs, but we're talking specifically pharmaceutical. There's a very tight and strict guideline for how you control quality, because a lot of places will test quality at the end. GMP, the whole purpose of GMP is you build quality into the product during manufacturing, and you confirm that quality by testing at the end. Unlike other companies that don't follow GMPs, which they just test the final product and say it's good, but that doesn't mean it's not contaminated, you just could not be testing for it. So it's an important distinction between the two.
So as a consumer, how do I know I'm getting pharmaceutical grade? How do I know what the distinctions are? What do I need to look for?
Yeah.
What do I look for at the packaging? How do I find it on the website? All of those things, please.
Right. So what you'd be looking for is manufacturers who say they comply with pharmaceutical CGMP, and they call them pharmaceutical GMPs. That's, you know, in terms of the FDA regs, that's CFR 210-211. But the unfortunate complication, especially in the U.S., is that the FDA is not regulating this industry as a whole yet in terms of compliance with quality manufacturing. They are regulating the industry in terms of compliance labeling, which means, so the FDA considers CBD a drug because they've approved Epidiolex as a drug. So in that sense, you know, you can never go backwards. You can never approve it because it was first approved as a drug. No one can go back and say it's a food supplement or it's a food additive,
right?
Because the regulations are set up that it's only one way. But the FDA, through their infinite wisdom, has decided not to enforce CBD as a drug. So people can put it on a shelf without having to go through the drug approval process, you know, phase one, phase two, phase three, you know, applications for an NDA, IND.
Which is extremely expensive and labor-intensive.
Very.
Labor-intensive and very expensive.
Time-consuming.
Yes.
It's, you know, anywhere from 5 to 10 years. So the FDA is not enforcing that. They're allowing people to put it on the shelf, which is unheard of. Like, I don't think there's any other product that I can think of or any other a molecule that I can think of that is approved as a drug that the FDA just allows people to just put it into a tincture and put it on a shelf without going through the approval process. The enforcement that they are doing is that if you put on your label any sort of medical claim, that's when they'll come after you. So if you say, here's CBD for relief of pain, that's making a claim, they'll come after you for that. But if you say, this is CBD, and you just put it on the shelf, they don't care. They presumably don't care because they haven't done any enforcement on it. So,
so this is where all the confusion, though. This is where the confusion is as consumers. And I think we just deserve and demand, we should be demanding more. And this is one of my frustrations is that, because if I'm taking a CBD product and I want relief from a back pain, if I want to get some decent sleep, you know, so when we come back from break, let's talk about the distinctions and what it really means, because there's so much here.
Right.
And Deepank Ukade. Give us the best website as we go to break.
Sure. It's www.vantagehemp.com.
We'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer. Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. Stay tuned.
My name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60.
Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Cannabis Talk. A to Z, an educational odyssey. So we have CBD in food. We have CBD in pharmaceuticals. We have CBD in natural health products. All of it is daunting. All of it is confusing. Deepak Ukade, welcome back. Vantage Hemp makes a CBD that is considered a pharmaceutical grade. And as we're talking to you today, how does that affect, as I asked you before break, how does that affect the quality so that if I'm expecting a good night's sleep and I'm not getting it and I say it didn't work, the CBD did not work, the amount of dosage did not work, would that make a difference if it were pharmaceutical grade?
Yes. Yes, because when you follow the true GMPs, there's no room for error. When you say that the product is 99.9% purity, that's what it is. That's the assurance that you've assigned to that product, and you've set up your systems so that you can with assurance tell people that that's what it is, and that's exact. And in reality, that is exactly what it is. That's if you look at pharmaceuticals you get from the pharmacy when you get a prescription from your doctor, the assurance and the regulations have been set up so that when you get that prescription, when you get that drug, and you take it, when it says it's a 15 milligram capsule, there's 15 milligrams plus or minus, an allowable limit, generally 5%, plus or minus 5% of API in that, because you're relying on that dosing to provide you relief. And what's frightening right now in our industry is that there are so many products on market where, and there's been a number of studies that have been published and then a lot of articles written about how, when it says this is the dosing in a bottle, and they actually do third-party testing, it's actually anywhere from 50 to 150% of what they say on the bottle. That's concerning because now you've got people who are taking CBD because it does have a lot of benefits, who are going off prescription medications or decreasing their prescription medications and supplementing the CBD. Now, if they can't rely on what that bottle is telling them, that has a pretty profound effect on the results that they see.
So Deepak, we knew years ago that the governing bodies asked for comments and they took everything under advisement and they were going to get back with recommendations. Where are those recommendations and why is it taking so long and will we ever get them? I mean, we're talking years ago.
Yeah, and it's an excellent question, and I wish I had an answer for it. It is still residing with the FDA. The FDA is still,
what are they waiting for?
A good reason. I don't know. I honestly don't know. It's interesting. So if they were to enforce as they would normally enforce a drug like any other drug out there, you would effectively see every CBD product that you see on any store shelf right now gone. It would be completely and totally eliminated because for the approval process, as we discussed earlier, it's 5 to 10 years for a new product. So none of these products have that. So we would have to wait for those products to go through the entire approval. So we would lose that access. Now, what's interesting and what I hope what they're working on is that some sort of hybrid model for specifically, especially for CBD, but any other product that would fall under the same kind of guise as CBD, where, you know, under a certain dosage, it's considered safe and you can do it as an over the counter. Over a certain dosage, then it's a drug. Or if you want to put a claim on it saying this is for sleep, then you need to go through the clinical trials. As it stands right now, the FDA, I think, are trying to figure out how to regulate this drug. And it is a drug because it has very specific binding receptors in the body. It has it elicits a very specific pharmacological effect in the human body. So to me, that's a drug. And people are taking it as an alternative to drugs. So it's not. It is actually a drug. So, I mean, from Epidiolex, what we saw is there are some very real toxicities associated with CBD, but at very high doses. So that needs to be managed, and that education needs to be there. I think what the FDA is doing by not regulating CBD except for labeling is
can you be more specific about what... Absolutely, but Deepak, can you go back and explain to us what you mean by your comment, because that's disturbing. There are, you're saying higher doses that can be totally harmful, considered harmful?
Not totally harmful. No, they can elicit negative pharmacological effects like kidney and liver toxicities, if I remember correctly. So there are at very high doses, and Epidiolex had to go through a very comprehensive battery of toxicological tests. And that, I mean, we're talking grams per day. No one really, I mean, most people are taking between 15 and maybe 100 milligrams a day. We're talking, you know, very, very high doses. But the reason why I mentioned that is, you know, most people will never get near that. People on Epidiolex may get near that, but the reason I mention it is it's not like sugar. You know, there are some, you know, and there's a lot of unknowns about it, like interaction effects. If you're on other drugs, if you take CBD, could there be an interaction effect? It could be beneficial, but it could also be negative. So there are some concerns that people should be aware of. And, you know, the approach of the FDA not kind of...
So part of the problem...
Maybe doing
and,
more harm.
And I'm I'm glad we're having this conversation, but part of the problem is that so many people are not aware of this information. And that's why I was so excited when you were coming on today. Because this is so important... And we're almost out of time, but will you come back again? Because this is like a loaded gun. We need to understand.
I would love to come back
more.
And discuss this point.
Yeah.
One of the things,
yeah.
I mean, just quickly, like one of the things, if you do regulate like a drug, you'll see with any drug that you get a very detailed and comprehensive package insert that tells you exactly what's been done.
That's right.
The known toxicologies, the known interaction effects, the known, like, and if it's unknown, it'll tell you. Like, it's unknown if this will react with other things. So it gives you a lot of information.
I don't want to end with this because it's just too critical. Can we come right back and do a little bit more?
Absolutely.
Okay, give us the website as we go to break.
www.vantagehemp.com.
Stay tuned. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD. but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, or visit us at oreganol.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you.
back. It's Frankie Boyer, and we're just continuing with Deepak Okoye because this is just so important. And Deepak, thanks so much for staying on, because I want people to, because what you're saying is so important. It's important for the entire industry. And I understand that the FDA needs time to sort and work it through. I get that. Mm-hmm. But when we're talking about the use of CBD to help with epilepsy in children, when we're talking about CBD to help with people with post-traumatic stress syndrome get off opioids, mm-hmm, and other medication, this is serious business.
Part of that is if you've got, you know, people who are, and by the FDA taking the stance that they've taken, the stance they've taken is you can put whatever you want out there as long as you don't put a claim on it saying that this is for PTSD or this is for sleep or this is for pain.
Right, right.
As long as you don't put that on there, you can put it out there. But what it's done, and there's advantages and disadvantages, but what it's done is it's left people to decide on their own what the dosing will be, or you know, how often they should take it.
There's no criteria. And right now, this is such an interesting conversation because I have a friend who's new to vitamins and supplements, mm-hmm, and I'm trying to educate him about how his body really needs to supplement, and some of them are essential. Mm-hmm. And he's not understanding that the regulations for vitamins, even with the DSHEA Act, the Dietary Supplement Educational Act,
mm-hmm,
doesn't make sense because I don't think that's enough vitamin C for anybody. So I'm telling him, no, you need more vitamin C. You need vitamin C to bowel tolerance.
Right.
But it's different when it comes to CBD. It's a very different story.
Absolutely. Because the thing you have to bear in mind, like for a nutritional supplement, is it's a supplement, right? In the sense that if you don't get enough vitamin C, a good diet will provide most of your vitamin C. You're supplementing for additional. If the bottle that you get says that it has, 6,000 IUs of vitamin C, but it only has 500 IUs of vitamin C, well, is that going to have a detrimental effect on your health and well-being? Probably not. However, if you think about the scenario where you've got someone who is self-administering CBD because it works for them for treating their PTSD. Now, without proper regulation, so part of the FDA criteria for, approval is not only that you've done the clinical trials and you've shown, at this dosage and this formulation that it's effective. Part of that approval is they come and inspect to show that you're following proper manufacturing guidelines and quality standards to ensure when you put out a product, like within a batch, every bottle is the same. And between batches, when you say there's 100 milligrams per mil in that tincture, there's 100 milligrams per mil in that tincture, regardless of when it was manufactured, what bottle it is in a batch or across batches. That the FDA is coming in expecting to ensure that you have the proper systems in place to ensure consistency and quality for that patient. Because the FDA is not doing that, because they're not inspecting facilities, they're not qualifying facilities to ensure that they're following pharmaceutical manufacturing criteria. If you've got a patient or a person who's taking CBD for their PTSD syndromes, and we've seen it, we've heard the anecdotal evidence that people are now functioning, that they're able to go to work, they're able to function their job in life by going on CBD. Now, what if they switch manufacturers, or even the same manufacturers, but that manufacturer, even though they say they're GMP compliant, they're not. They're just putting that on the label because no one's checking them. What if the one bottle they get works, the next bottle is subpotent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now they're having very profound effects that's going to affect their ability to function. And they may not understand why. They may assume that their symptoms are getting worse because their condition is getting worse. You know, there's no way to test that the product is the same. That's what that level of compliance, that if the FDA came in and inspected and qualified manufacturers, that's what that was.
So on top of all of this, on top of all of this, you're getting people that do not understand that there is no THC in CBD.
Correct. The education needs to be there. Right, yeah. You know, when you see products on a shelf, and this is also part of the problem. We've seen it, you know, products that are labeled, you know, CBD, that are getting people high because they haven't removed the THC. The THC is in there in enough of a concentration that is causing problems.
Wow.
And this is a real issue for certain industries that undergo drug testing. Even if there's trace amounts.
Oh, absolutely.
In a product,
or certain people that are in recovery that don't want to have drugs in their body, and all of a sudden they're getting high and they don't want to be high. Or for religious purposes.
They're not getting high. But if your product is not properly remediated for THC, even if they're not getting high, if they test positive on a drug test, that could be the end of their career. That could be the end of their job. Even though, you know, they're not high, they're taking CBD to treat, you know, because they want to sleep better, or they have anxiety, or whatever they're taking it for. The assumption is when they get it, there's no THC in it. But if you don't have confidence in your manufacturing, if you've got a manufacturer who's, you know, pushes it something through that has a little bit higher than it should, but because it's diluted down, they're still compliant, but it has THC in it. Now you've got a person who's taking it. They're getting THC in their system. They're not getting high. They're not affecting their judgment or their ability to work. But they do a P test or they do a drug test. It shows up as trace amounts. Now they're in trouble. Now you're in a situation where they could lose their job.
So Advantage Hemp Company, your goal is, first of all, to educate us that not all CBD is the same.
Correct.
Now, let's talk about the delivery and the way in which it's processed, because that affects the quality and the product as well.
Well, yeah. I mean, the manufacturer, so you've got the quality of your raw material. So, you know, whatever extract you're using, you know, a tea-free distillate or isolate, or whatever your raw material is that you're formulating into your final product is, you know, you've got the quality there. We also have white label services where we'll make finished goods for our customers. We do something a little bit different. We build it in, you know, what's known, you may not know it, but, you know, clean rooms, not just regular control rooms, but actual clean rooms, like the HEPA filtered air goes in, provides positive pressure so that, you know, it's a clean environment. That provides a level of assurance that, you know, there's no contamination within your product. But if you've got good quality raw material that you have confidence in the assay that's been provided, you can use that to formulate your product, and then you test your final product. A lot of people, you know, some folks just base their final assay on the raw materials going in, not on testing the final product. You have to test the final product. That tells you exactly that you formulated it correctly, that it's been dispensed properly, and that it meets all the specifications for that final product before it goes out to the consumer.
This has just been so fascinating, Deepak. I can't thank you enough for taking the time and sharing with all of us the distinctions here, because this is, you know, we just need to become even more educated and become more demanding of the quality.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think the biggest thing, and what differentiates CBD from, you know, like a vitamin, is that it has, people are taking it not just, you know, to as a supplement. They're taking it. People are out there.
You know what? I'm going to let you, wait a minute. I'm just going to keep you for the whole show. Hold on 1 minute. We're just going to finish this show because, again, I'm not comfortable. People need to hear what you have to say. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Give us the website, please, Deepank, okay, Day?
www.vantagehemp.com.
Stay tuned, everybody. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey, and we will wrap this up and put some sense to it. Boy, what an eye-opening show this is. That's why we call it an educational odyssey, because that's exactly what we are doing. We're becoming educated. We'll be back in a moment. Cannabis Talk A to Z. Frankie Boyer.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want
want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
And I am so grateful for Deepak because we were just going to do a few segments, but it's turned into the entire show. Because there's just so much, we are so misinformed. I just am so thrilled that Deepak Ukade came on with us today from Vantage Hemp because they are one of the few, I don't know of too many pharmaceutical grade CBD producers and manufacturers in this country. It's just a handful of you, isn't it?
It's just a handful, and I mean, there's two parts to that. There's a lot of impact on back there. There's people who say and put on their bottles that they're pharmaceutical GMP, and those are, and then there's people who actually practice it. In terms of those who actually practice it, it's a very, very small number and who are actually compliant to the pharmaceutical GMP regs. It's a very, very small number. I would be surprised if it was over 4 or 5.
That's what I thought, yeah. Just very few of you. Okay. As we try and wrap this up, what do we as consumers, what should we be demanding from any company that we're buying product from? What are the, give us 3 or 4 important tips that we should be demanding.
Well, I mean, first and foremost, you should be looking for companies that are GMP compliant, that follow pharmaceutical GMPs, not food GMPs. And there's a distinction. So you need to, and you won't, what a lot of companies will do is they'll put on their bottle or their packaging that they're GMP compliant. What you need to do is you need to go to their website and you need to understand what GMPs are being compliant to. You need to go with the ones that are saying that are pharmaceutical grade compliant. And I think what consumers also need to do is they do need to, you know, have a, reach out to the FDA. You know, the approach that they've taken to date, I don't think it can't go on. If the kind of, you know, taking a step back and not enforcing quality standards to something that they know that people are taking this for very serious conditions. It's not, you know, taking vitamin C. I keep coming back to this big person that pops into my mind. It's not taking vitamin C just to boost up vitamin levels. People are using CBD for very real ailments. Insomnia, anxiety, PTSD. And we've heard the stories. We've heard, you know, people talk about how CBD has helped them. That, you know, when people are taking it for, you know, serious medical conditions, they need to have that assurance that what they're getting is what the bottle says it is, and it's not contaminated. It's the right potency. It's manufactured under the right conditions, you know, and it's, you know, the best case scenario is it doesn't work because it's important. Worst case scenario, and this is serious, is that it's contaminated with something and it leads to other issues. So, you know, the assurance around quality has to be the foremost, most important thing that, you know, as a consumer, they need to be assured that what they're getting is quality product. And to, as we see it out there now, because there's not that oversight, that government oversight, that it's a bit of a nebulous area where, you know.
I think it's been like 4 years ago. Isn't it been 4 years ago that they asked for the comments, the FDA?
Four
or 5 years ago, yeah.
I'm not sure it was 4 years ago, but it's been a while, and everyone's kind of been waiting with bated breath as to how the FDA will regulate this industry, because that's going to have a very profound effect on how this industry moves forward. Because if they treat it as a drug, you will see 90 to 95% of manufacturers basically shut shop because they won't be able to meet the regulations. Even if you're a food level, to get from food to pharmaceutical requires a pretty extensive capital expenditure and time that a lot of these places just won't have access to.
So as a consumer right now, we have choices, but not a lot. And where would we find your product on the market, or we wouldn't? Is it? Are you a contract manufacturer?
We're contract manufacturers, and you need to dig quite deep and figure. And when you go to a manufacturer, and find out how they're manufacturing their product. That you see on a shelf, you're going to have to kind of dig around. You're going to have to go to their website. You're going to have to see what their reviews are like and make sure that they're real reviews, not company sponsor or company reviews. And see where are they manufacturing product? Are they compliant? Do they have, you know, are people complaining about their product? It's not as simple as, you know, going to the shelf and just picking a product and reading the label and saying, okay, you know what, this is good. I can go. I can use this product. It's because that other infrastructure, that FDA oversight, is not there. It falls upon the consumer to really go out, educate, and get all the information they can on a particular brand, on a particular product, and what will work for them in terms of, you know, what they're using it for, which is unfortunate.
Very unfortunate. Very unfortunate. I am so disappointed in now that I know what's really going on, and you don't see where this is going to unfold, do you? And we've got to run. I can't believe it. This has been such a fabulous show. Deepak Ukade, thank you so much. Give us the absolute best website for Vantage.
VantageHemp.com. We have all the information there. Links to all of our products, what we provide in terms of raw materials. There's some video on our facilities, our manufacturing facilities.
Absolutely. We got to run. Thank you. Thank you so much, and thank all of you. Another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody, and as always, smile.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.